this platform, on this show, we gonna stand on what we see.
Okay, so look, check it out, man. You're staring at me. It's another episode of Popular Alone. As you feel me, it's your boy Lewis Bell. Ryan, how you feeling, man?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. I feel like it's a lot to talk about. It was a hectic week, wasn't it?
I'm excited, man. Hey, congratulations. You did predict Kendrick Lamar play.
I told you, niggas. It was that Boosie daughter that did that video.
You and Kendrick the same nigga, though.
Yeah.
So you already know his approach.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't predict it because I'm not like Kendrick and I'm not like Drake.
Yeah, no. No. Not like,
I'm like a Tupac-ass nigga. First off, click, you clown.
I'm going to tell you the funny part about my position. I'm way more like Kendrick than I am like Drake, but I'm a Drake fan and not a Kendrick fan.
Wow.
It's the weirdest shit in the world, bro. It's the weirdest shit in the world.
Okay, let's get straight into it then. How did you feel about Kendrick Lamar diss back to Drake? What was the song called?
Euphoria. I think it's the best of the disses so far. I think it's the best lyrically of the disses so far. That's where I'll go. It's the best lyrically. But at the same time, man, Kendrick is getting on my nerves.
So you felt like that was the best lyrical diss of all time?
No. Of this particular head-to-head.
Okay.
The records that they've made toward each other, lyrically, this is the best one.
Lyrically. Why? Why do you feel like that?
Because the way it's put together, and the more you listen to it, the more you hear, the more like he really is tying things together that he said a lot more about Drake than what Drake has said about him. And he did it lyrically. He really put that shit together, and he is really good after the 19th listen.
I only listened to it one time. So I heard it and got excited and got on social media and be like, yeah, that nigga Kendrick. I was just excited that Kendrick Lamar said something back.
Finally responded. And that's what I'm saying. Like at this point too, man, it's like Kendrick, right now, if somebody was to ask me who was winning, even though Kendrick probably, has the best lyrical diss, I still don't have him winning. I don't necessarily have him losing, because you got to put Euphoria and Like That together versus Push Ups and Taylor Made Freestyle.
See, man, I feel like it's getting too lyrical at this point. Where's the violence?
But that's what I was about to say. I think Drake needs to get more lyrical, and Kendrick needs to get more entertaining. Because this records are supposed to be that shit the first time you hear it. The first time you hear it, you're supposed to be like, oh, shit. Kendrick does not have first listen value. And Drake has too much first listen value. Nigga, it's a diss record. It ain't got to be a hit. Why you keep trying to make it a hit? Push up.
But that's how Drake go up. He make everything a hit. He gonna make you feel boosy because all the bitches is gonna be playing the music while you're mad.
I was in the club. They were playing the diss. I ain't even gonna lie to you. They were playing push-ups in the club because it sound good in the club. And I get the play, but at the same time, this is warfare too, right? So I feel like right now Drake is being too pop and Kendrick is being too woke.
He's being too lyrical.
Yes.
I'm not
both
trying to hear you whisper all motherfucking
talk. I'm not trying to hear all your accents. This nigga is doing Hotep Eminem and it's weird. Like, just give, because this is the thing. Drake, he's dropping disses that appeases his fan base. Your fan base ain't the only people listening to this
exactly.
battle. Kendrick is dropping disses that his fan base love.
Exactly.
That ain't who you need to appease.
That's why I'm starting to not give a fuck about the beef no more. Because it's really like Kendrick fans versus Drake fans. Niggas that's just in the middle is just like, oh, we just watching this shit go back and forth.
Yeah, that's
who's gonna slap somebody.
This is who it's for. It's for neither one of your fans. It's everybody's watching. Everybody's watching. Your album is the time to appease your fans, nigga.
So what stood out to you in Kendrick this?
Kendrick, the way Kendrick attacked it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drake is I'm the cool kid, bro. I'm the cool kid.
That nigga's not the cool kid.
But that's his angle. His angle is, I'm the cool kid, I'm the popular kid, and you mad at that, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. you try to act like you're bigger than being cool, but you keep doing all this establishment shit. You sitting here doing shit with Maroon 5 and Taylor Swift or whatever. Tell the truth, nigga. You want to be cool, too.
You playing the game, too.
You playing the game, too. You not as anti-establishment and as woke as you acting like you are. And Kendrick is, nigga, you not as cool as you think you are. Nigga, we all think you lame. You popular, but you really a lame nigga that need to grow up because you trying to be the cool kid, and nigga, we grown. That's Kendrick's. So I'm like, this is cool, and it appeases both of your fan bases. But Kendrick, I'm gonna need you to be more cool, and Drake, I'm gonna need you to be more lyrical, nigga.
Kendrick needs to shoot a video and have some bitches twerking in the video.
I don't know what it got to do. Even if it ain't that, he need to do something, Blue. He need to do something, nigga. Like
I think Kendrick. Who is winning at this point? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's winning. Nobody's winning because nobody. When you said you more of a Tupac nigga, made all the sense in the world. Listen, Tupac did. Brenda's Got a Baby. Tupac did. Keep Your Head Up.
Yeah.
Tupac did. Dear Mama. But when we at war, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. That nigga, you can be conscious and the nigga at war. Fact. So I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear from no Kendrick fan, it's all about the lyricism. It's all about keeping it. That's bullshit. We are at war. And Drake,
entertainment.
This is not the time to make bitches dance, nigga. This is not it.
But he
this
won
nigga
his last
is at your neck.
Dance.
Yo, yo, but I'm saying, a nigga pull a gun out on you, you be like, yo, you ready, ladies? No, nigga, pull your gun out. Nigga, it's a shootout. What the fuck are we doing?
Do you think Drake is going to respond to this again?
Man, I just hope that when he does, because he is, because it doesn't feel over. You know what I mean? This doesn't feel over at all.
Business.
Yeah, this definitely feels like unfinished business.
Who you got for the win? Drake or Kendrick?
I had Drake in the beginning. Kendrick has woke me up. He has woke me up to the fact that his lyrical ability is like that. And if he's able to make a record that is hot while doing what he does, then I don't know if Drake can touch it. The thing is, Drake is better at making a good song to listen to while rapping his ass off. So I think Drake has the advantage. But if Drake doesn't tap into 5 a.m. in Toronto type Drake, I don't know if he can win this, but I think it's a chance that they both lose. Nigga, they both of these niggas drop another track like they've been dropping. The general public is going to check out.
It's just both of them niggas going to lose.
And then
both
lost. And you don't want to be in a beef or a battle where both niggas lose. You would love to be in one. Yeah, you would love to be in one where both wins, where people argue forever who really won, but both of them did some shit that was hard. But you don't want to be I lost interest when that, and I really lost interest when that nigga responded. Nigga, it's this close to turning into Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy, and we don't want that.
No. I think Bow Wow Lil Romeo was the weakest one.
That was even weaker.
That was weaker.
I don't know. Fresh As I Be Is better than both of the tracks that came out so far from these niggas.
Fresh As I Is, fake way many of
You see what I'm saying?
I'm 16, making more than your dad. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, nigga, like, talk y'all shit, man. Just talk your shit. And, like, Kendrick, though, I listened to the song. First listen, the song is whack. All right. To the Kendrick fans, like, oh, you don't understand. Listen, he made it. Listen, y'all used to hearing shit. Kendrick music sound like noise to me. It's noise.
Damn, you said it's whack?
No. Listen. At first listen, it's whack. First, okay, the first listen to Kendrick shit, yeah, is whack. It's super whack. Then my homeboy T Springs was like, man, I don't want to listen to this nigga because, you know, I'd rather read his lyrics, right? So I went to Apple Music, listened to the record, and then put it on the lyrics and listened to it while looking
while
at
reading.
While reading it.
See, I don't got the energy to be doing all that.
But Kendrick should not be making me do all of that. And once I read it with the lyrics, I was like, oh, no, this shit is crazy. That nigga's spitting.
Yeah, he
but
obviously wrote it.
He obviously wrote it really well. His grasp of the English language is crazy. But nigga, this is a song, bro. I finished school. I did what I had to do.
Yeah.
I am not here to study, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
I don't like
listening to your music.
Yeah.
Like when I decide to listen to your music, it should not be an all day thing for me. It should not be a task. Listening to your music should not be a task.
For sure.
It's to be enjoyed. And Drake is going too far into enjoyment. Both of these niggas need to learn from each other and give the people what the fuck they want, what they need, what they want,
so,
what they need.
So let me ask you this. Do you feel like this is one of the worst rap beefs, or you feel like this is one of the better ones?
It's pretty mid for the level of nigga they are. For the level of guys that they are in the game, this is pretty mid.
It should
mid.
Be like Nas and Jay-Z.
It should be more like Nas and Jay-Z, and it's not getting there. It's straddling somewhere around Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma.
I didn't even know they was beefing.
But you see what I'm saying? It's somewhere. No, they did. They, you know, remember Remy had dropped Sheether. And it was like a big deal. It was like, oh, when it came out. And
Sheether?
Then, yeah. And then, ass. Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah. And it was really hot. It was a big deal for like 4 days. And then it wasn't really nothing after that. I would say that it's somewhere around Nicki and Meg Thee Stallion was this year.
Okay.
And it should be bigger than that. But that's kind of where it is. Their names are making it bigger than that, but it's not really. Lyrically,
I don't know what Kendrick and Drake could do to make it better, though. The only way
rap.
To make it better is to make. You got to be funny or you got to be violent in a beat.
Rap.
You can't be woke. I don't give a fuck about no Martin Luther King, no Malcolm X, none of that shit. I want to hear somebody talk about fucking somebody bitch or slapping somebody or.
But that's what
talk
I'm saying.
About some childhood.
When Kendrick said, I like the melodic Drake, I don't like when he talked tough. If
I
he said, I like melodic Drake, I don't like when he act tough, I slap tough Drake. Would have took it further than you would have seen. I slapped that nigga, dog.
But then I did just learn something. Don't say you gonna do something like on some entertainment shit and then be like, oh, be the bigger person. Remember, I think you the one talking that.
Yeah.
You like pick your battles. So
pick
it's
your
like
battles,
Kendrick really would slap that nigga Drake.
But I believe Kendrick would really slap him. So you gotta say that.
So he don't gotta say that.
Nah, but you gotta be like, yo. Just say tough Drake is a nigga I would slap. But I enjoy melodic Drake. If you say it.
But what about
way,
Drake come back and be like, all right, well, nigga, slap me then, nigga, because I'm going to keep rapping.
That's what they need to do, but that would be way more entertaining.
You're trying to get somebody shot. That's what you're trying to
do. No, I'm just, but shot, listen, right? But I'm saying do it lyrically. Do it at least. You gotta be entertaining enough for the average person to get into it, and you have to be lyrical enough to appease the hip hop fans at the same time. And that's what it's always supposed to be. It's always supposed to be that. At the end of the day, both of you guys have done what you've done. You're going down all time. Your fan base loves you. Stop making music for your fans. This ain't the time. Like, what is some of your favorite diss records? What do you think is the top five diss records of all time?
Oh, top five diss records of all time. Of course, Hit 'Em Up by Pac. But that's like everybody.
Do you
say
even
that.
Listen to the Outlaws part, or you just do pop?
No, I turn that shit off.
Yeah, that's Outlaws, what I'm saying.
You don't have my little homies get on you. I turn that shit off.
Now, I fast forward it to fuck Mobb Deep, fuck Bad Boy is the Stallion. I don't listen to the Outlaws though. I mean, like, hey, the funny part is Outlaws. The Outlaws describe, huh?
You hear that shit in the back?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, because you know I'm at the trap right now. I'm in Atlanta. It's yeah, going
they got
niggas
the trap
in Atlanta. This shit like being in Oakland in Atlanta. Niggas is loud out here. This shit is crazy.
The one thing I noticed about the Outlaws is they came onto the song describing exactly how everybody felt about them. That nigga jumped on, get out the way, yo, get out the way, yo. I was like, exactly, yeah, my nigga, yeah, get out the way, yo. Like, we ain't here to hear you, bro. But it's one of the greatest diss records of all time, easily. I'll give you one of mine. We'll alternate. We'll do three each.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite diss records all time, Cannabis Second Round Knockout to LL Cool J. Ooh.
I don't even know that.
Oh, bro. See, that's when, see.
I got to listen.
That's what I'm saying. That's the benefit. That's the beauty. That's
I'm going to say no Vaseline.
No, but. But that's what I'm saying. Cannabis is after Hit 'Em Up. That's later than Hit 'Em Up. Yeah. Hit 'Em Up really? Is around 96.
So LL Cool J was beefing with niggas?
Man, LL Cool J done beefed with a lot of niggas. He done beefed with a lot of niggas.
Yeah, he did beef with Jamie Foxx, I guess.
Man, he done beefed with Jamie Foxx, Jay-Z, Kumo D. Yeah, he done, yeah. But he done.
That nigga do got a strong-ass head.
Second
LL
round
Cool J
knockout.
Look like he know how to fight.
Yeah, second round knockout, Cannabis was like, now watch me rip the tat from your arm, kick you in the groin, stick you for your Vanguard Award in front of your mom, your first, second, and third born, make your wife get on the horn and call Minister Farrakhan. I was like, God damn. Mm. So he could persuade me to squash it. I said, nah, he started it. He forgot who a hardcore artist is. Man, I was like, that's how you do it, nigga. You talk about, man, I'll fuck you up. Physically and lyrically, nigga. And you know what I mean? It's just like,
You said something that made it an easy transition to the next topic. You said knockout.
Knockout. Yeah, knockout. Second round knockout.
Hey, I've been meaning, it's on the list, man. They wanna hear our opinion about Ryan Garcia cheating. I just found out he cheated the fight. They basically said David Haney really got cheated out. You know, his victory because Ryan Garcia, he the nigga took some drugs or something. I don't know. Do you know the details?
All right. So, Ryan Garcia, piss was dirty, they said. He said he had some
what'd
drugs.
What did he do? He was fucking with some powder?
Nah, they
said
that.
Like he was off coke.
Yeah,
that
they
kid.
Said.
That's why I coke
they
kid.
Said really? That he had some performance enhancing drug, you know, in his piss or whatever. But I don't care. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care.
You don't care? So you don't care? You feel like a loss is a loss?
No. It isn't that. I don't think that whatever they found in Ryan's piss changes the outcome of what that fight would have been.
Oh, you got David Haney fucked up. That's
no,
team,
no, no,
Ryan.
No, 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 no. I think
this nigga done shot some shit in his
think,
ass.
I
and we
think,
just going to act like he didn't do it?
I think Devin Haney is a better boxer than Ryan. It's just a bad matchup for Devin Haney because Devin Haney doesn't have the type of power to keep certain niggas off of him.
I think we treating the black man wrong.
No, but listen, I don't even know if Ryan cheated for real. I've been a sports fan for a long time. And I mean, when I say sports fan, I mean tons of different sports. And I've seen niggas piss dirty and it come out to be a tainted sample or niggas fucked around and ate some meat that somebody shot with steroids of some type. Listen, bro, they be fucking with our food and they fuck with our, you know,
Ryan.
Medicine and shit. It happens, bro. It really
Ryan.
Happens.
If Devin Haney won that goddamn fight, he took some steroids or did some coke or whatever, and then the piss test
it
came
depends.
Back wrong.
It
they
depends.
Would, the world would be like on some like, Oh, see, that nigga cheated. They'll take the win back. They'll do a rematch.
I think they're going to take the win back in this case, too.
They ain't going to take that win
that
back.
That Devin Haney is fighting hard to get that.
Niggas is not supporting Devin.
That don't matter. It don't matter because the boxing commission is all that matters. The boxing commission don't care what niggas think, no way. They never have. So, but part of the reason why I'm like, the part that makes me skeptical about whether Ryan actually tested dirty was the ref was helping Haney. One of the judges was trying to help Haney. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like all these things were lined up against Ryan that now that Ryan got popped, and Ryan could have very much been cheated. But the fact that they tried to cheat Ryan out of the fight makes it look like this could be something else they were doing to ruin Ryan's legacy. So it on both sides, it looks really fucked up. But I don't think that Devin Haney can beat Ryan Garcia because Ryan Garcia has the things that give Devin Haney a problem. Devin Haney doesn't hit hard enough to keep solid punchers off of him.
It's people like you in this world that care about the fact of if he cheated or not, that this what would have happened. Yeah. But it's niggas like me on the United States that's like, nigga, this nigga cheated and y'all dog me out because I lost, but nobody's bringing up the attention.
Okay.
That, hey, this
but
nigga
this
cheated.
Is my thing.
Like, that needs to be treated. Ryan Garcia did some powder. He put something in his ass.
Yeah.
He cheated. His piss came out wrong.
Take it back and run it back. Take it back and run it back. I'm completely fine with that. I'm completely fine with taking the win off, making it a no contest for both niggas. Not one get a win, not one get a loss. It's ruled a no contest, which is probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But
And for the people that's watching, I don't know what Ryan Garcia did, but I'm going to just assume it's Potter or he shot something in his ass. Because I just know boxing, them niggas fucking around different.
Yeah, like at the end of the day.
I love everybody.
Yeah, at the end of the day. And we not. This is another thing about performance-enhancing drugs, man. A lot of people don't understand this. You can get popped, and the amount that they find in you isn't even enough to change your performance. At the end
Say
of
that
the,
again?
Like the test is crazy. Like, they don't want you to have nothing in your blood that ain't natural.
Yeah, nigga came in. Yeah nigga came in a Snickers bar before the fight.
Man, not
they be like, this nigga had peanuts before the fight.
These tests are very strict, right?
Yeah.
So, immediately when somebody go, oh, somebody piss was dirty, the first thing they think is that they put a bunch of steroids in them and it was like the Incredible Hulk or whatever. But the amount that you can get popped for can be an amount that doesn't even change you physically or give you an edge. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know how much of that shit was in his blood too. That matters to me.
We giving this nigga the benefit of doubt.
I'm not, no. It's not just, but this is the problem with boxing. Boxing is a dirty sport and it's been a dirty sport for a long time. So because it's a dirty sport, it's when I saw the ref trying to help Haney and when I saw the judge trying to help Haney, it's not beyond the
they
thought.
Probably was trying to help Haney because they knew this nigga was off Potter.
Now, that could have been the case, too. That could have been the case, too. They could have had the information that this nigga piss was dirty, but they say it take like 2 weeks for it to come back. But who knows? They could have known.
It don't take me 2 weeks to find out somebody a crackhead.
Yeah, so they could have.
They seen Ryan Garcia
and the way Ryan was acting before the fight. Who knows? It could have been an adverse effect or whatever he was taking. That is true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good ass point,
that
Lou. That's a good ass point, Lou.
I'm telling you, this is an entertainment business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we all got to look at it from both perspectives.
For me,
I say
make it a no contest and run it back. But I don't think Haney can beat the dude.
Y'all put a comment. Do y'all feel like they should take away Ryan Garcia win and they should have a rematch? Or just like what Ryan said, Devin Haney ain't got a chance anyway, so just take that L and move on.
Yes.
Y'all put a comment. Y'all let us know, because that's That's a good point you saying, Ryan.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna need the boxing fans that's watching this to understand. I would never defend motherfuckers cheating. That ain't it. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm frustrated with niggas like Devin Haney. Mm-hmm. Because Devin Haney won't fight the niggas that's at the top that everybody wanna see you fight.
I think them niggas don't want to fight him.
Yeah, no. And he only fought Ryan because Ryan already had a loss. And he looked at Ryan like food because Ryan lost the Tank. And niggas forgot how good Ryan actually is.
I think you just like Ryan Garcia because y'all got the same name.
No. I enjoy.
You like saying Ryan.
I enjoy the fact that Ryan fought Tank when everybody was running from Tank. I respect that nigga for that. Even though Tank put the weight clause in there and drained that nigga out, but it was
dog deep out.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I grew up in a time where fighters fought, man.
Yeah,
nigga, nobody. That's true. These niggas
don't
are
pick
so
your battles.
They so gun ho on keeping they zero. Nigga,
but it's
Muhammad
about the money.
Ali wasn't undefeated. Tyson wasn't undefeated.
Muhammad Ali wasn't getting the money that these young niggas making either, though.
Nah, but what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, even the best niggas lose. It's when we watch them come back from the man. Ali lost to Frazier in their first fight, then beat Frazier. Then in the Thriller in Manila, you know what I mean? Them niggas fought until both of them was about to quit. That's what makes the fights what they are. You know what I mean? That's what make the legacy what it is.
Yeah, the wins and losses and who going to win this time.
Yeah.
Like,
you see what I'm saying? And y'all,
these
niggas ducking
shit.
Each other, and then they want to fight whenever they like 38. We don't want to see you niggas fight at 38.
Did Mayweather start that?
No, everybody's trying to copy Mayweather. Everybody's trying to copy Mayweather.
He the richest nigga.
Because he the richest nigga.
So why wouldn't you try to copy him?
But they think he the richest nigga because he had the zero. He the richest nigga because he made people either love or hate him. Either you want to see Floyd keep his zero or you begging for somebody to beat this nigga.
But that's what boxing is about.
Right. Nobody's begging for people to beat Devin Haney. Nobody's begging.
Everybody was excited that he got his ass whooped.
No.
I love everybody.
It was how.
Devin Haney went viral because he got his ass whooped.
It was how he got his ass whooped. If he had just lost a regular boxing match, niggas would be like, hey, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then we can't just blatantly scream he got his ass whooped when Ryan Garcia was cheating.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So we got to scrap it. It's no contest. No contest, run it back. The fucked up part about it is.
To a cokehead.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all right now.
The fucked up part is it's a no contest. We saying run it back. And these niggas made millions. They made millions and it don't count.
That's cool.
Yeah. But is it? Because this is the where it's fucked up on Devin Haney for Devin Haney. Mm-hmm. It's a no contest and it don't count. He's still undefeated. They can run it back. He remember them goddamn punches.
Yeah.
It happened to him. That ass whooping happened to him. You can't take back the effects of what that's gonna do to him mentally.
Mentally. Okay, I see what you're saying.
You see what
I'm
saying?
But mentally, do Ryan Garcia got that same confidence if he don't
but this is the
fail
thing.
His piss test?
If he really doesn't believe he cheated, then it don't change nothing for him.
But if he
know he cheated, yes.
He know he cheated. He know why his piss ain't clean. He had to enhance some shit so he could feel confident to beat Devin Haney. So that's why you feel confident.
Hey, listen. Speaking.
So do you got the confidence? It's like when niggas be confident because they with a group of niggas. Oh, yeah. You hard and you tough because you with four niggas. Do you got that same confidence when you in that dark alley 1-on-1?
Yeah. All right. So I give you this. Speaking of confidence, how confident are you in Deion Sanders in Colorado now? Guys are leaving. You know what I mean? They bad-mouthing them on the way out. The team had a disappointing season by the standards of a lot of people. How confident are you that Deion Sanders did the right thing in going to Colorado?
I ain't gonna lie. I never really fucked with Deion Sanders going to Colorado. I never thought it was a good idea. I was behind the movement because he was bringing light to the black colleges. So once he moved to Colorado, I stopped giving a fuck. I understand You feel me? He getting his money. But I wouldn't have went with him. I would have been like, nigga, if I'm going to go to a university, nigga, I'm going to try to go to the best university. I'm not going to janky-ass Colorado. And I think that's why the players is leaving. It's like, we believed in you, and nigga, we getting our ass whooped. So, nigga, I'm finna go to USC if that's the case.
Yeah, but I see, I'm on the other side of it where I'm like, that program benefited so much from what he's done so far. You know, yeah, they didn't have a great season, but it's far better of a season than they've had at that program for years. That program was a dump.
You're right.
And he came there. They on TV because of him. They getting pressed because of him. They selling out games because of him. You know what I mean? This dude is...
Yeah, but that's cool, but they don't even need his money.
Huh?
That's cool, but they don't even need that from him. They need him from, like...
Yeah, but I mean, he changed the culture around, and I believe, like, the more you dive into what football is man versus man at the end of the day. And it starts at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
Every single play starts at the line of scrimmage. Those are the most important people on the field. There's the niggas blocking and the niggas trying to penetrate. And Colorado, almost every game they played, they had the weakest niggas on the line on both sides.
Because you know, Deion Sanders probably attracted hella flashy niggas.
He did.
He attracted hella wide receivers, running backs,
Niggas
that dances in the end zone. We need some fat niggas that
the
block.
The fat niggas did not show up to the party. So hopefully, you know, he can steal fat niggas from us. And no disrespect to the fat niggas that play football. We know it's a
this
whole lot of muscle.
There's
a whole lot of muscle under there. We know you niggas bench 400, 500 pounds.
Yeah, we don't want no big
Don't catch me out and be like, what was this fat shit you was talking? Nigga, you fat nigga. They call y'all hogs, nigga, on the line. Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. You know you fat. I'm fat, nigga. And this is the crazy part. I'm fat.
Ryan, I said, oh, mama.
Yeah. I know. I caught that shit, asshole. But whenever. This is how y'all know y'all fat. I'm fat. And when y'all run into me, y'all going to be fatter than me. I'm going to look at y'all. Look at this big ass nigga. You bigger than me. You know you fat, nigga. God, come on, man. Stop playing.
Nah, for real. Yeah, in a mature way of thinking.
Yeah,
In a mature way of thinking, Deion Sanders, they put too much pressure on him
because
we hyped him up and we thought
but he always puts the target on his back. That's the way he was as a player. That's who he is as a coach. Yeah.
And he overcome it all. He actually overcome every obstacle he doubted.
I think we need to start judging Deion Sanders after his sons leave. That's when we figure out. Because right now, he's a coach first. That people want him to be a coach first. I almost think sometimes he's a father first.
As he should be. But you see what I'm saying?
That's
like
a very difficult thing.
I didn't like when niggas dad coached like in youth football and high school.
Yeah.
I didn't like when niggas
Well, his
dad
kids
was coaching.
Actually
now you
are
the ball
good. Yeah.
Your punk ass daddy
his kids actually are good. You know what I mean?
Well, if they was that motherfucking good though, they'd be winning more games.
No. They won more games than that program has won in years. So you know what I mean?
Okay.
Shador and Shiloh are both probably gonna go first round whenever they leave.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
right
he was going crazy at the black colleges, but going crazy.
Nah,
HBCU.
I mean, Shiloh went crazy last year. Shador went crazy last year. It's just when they played the best of the best teams, you know what I mean? They don't have the guys in the front to really compete. But I'm going to say this, though. I think Deion has a vested interest in his players. I think he wants all his players to do well. I think he wants all his players to become respectable men. I think he cares about these things.
And as he should.
But he definitely is more hands-on with his kids because it's his kids. Like, a lot of coaches...
Well, nigga, you don't need to be coaching.
Because a lot of coaches put their sons on their team. It's just most coaches' sons suck. That's just... UConn just won back-to-back titles, and the coach's son was on that team. He just didn't play. because he was trash. You see what I'm saying? But when your sons are the stars of the team, you know what I mean? It's easy for niggas to get mad.
Yeah, see, because, see me, I'm
because
a nigga
Deion
that's
doing shit like this, it's third and one. He like, yeah, have Shiloh throw it. Nigga, if you don't get a ball to this running back, nigga, and let this nigga get this yard, that's why I feel like that be the thing where I'm like, oh, no, maybe he playing favorites to this. So he may not. The offensive line may be so bad they can't get a third and one.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But it's
saying.
So hard to tell because, I mean, the nigga do love his sons, bro.
So why do you think the players are leaving?
I think the players are leaving because they saw all the love and all the admiration.
Them
that
niggas
Colorado
seen the clout.
Was
they
getting.
Seen Lil Wayne. They seen.
Hey, you see the way I tried to change the words? The love, admiration,
yeah,
the adoration.
The
clout, nigga.
Nigga, I want to play for Colorado.
Yeah, I tried to dress that shit up. Lou was like, cut that shit out, nigga. It's clout, nigga.
Clout.
It is. They wanted
and
the
that
clout.
Clout dying down and they leaving.
I don't think the clout dying down. I don't think they thought they saw the clout that was coming and it was like, oh, a lot of players are going to get highlighted and a lot of players didn't. It was Shador, Shiloh, Travis Hunter. You know what I mean? They only really highlighted like six niggas the whole season. So
no, I see what you're saying. I don't think they popping like that no more though. I don't think motherfuckers.
Oh
really
nah, it's only the beginning, man. It's only the beginning.
Yeah, as long as he there, people gonna fly in.
Yeah. You know, I in this sports world, man, it's just like I think Deion is doing all these things that are great. I think he would do great if he transitioned out of sports. But sometimes when you transition out of sports, motherfuckers act like you can't do that right. You see all the haymakers they hit in Shannon Sharpe with saying that he ain't supposed to be a journalist?
Exactly.
Do
you
think
know,
his platform is too messy?
Do I think Club Shay Shay is too messy? No, because he's asking the right questions and the people that's answering it is making it messy. I think Shannon Sharpe asks the right questions. That's why he do the best interviews.
You know what, man? I want to disagree with you, but I can't. I think it's
We finally agree on one.
All right,
let me be messy. Shannon Sharpe on some messy shit because he interviewed people. So if anybody that he interviewed and he brings up that, like, that person that he's interviewing, if they bring up a person that they don't like,
he be like, let's explore that. Yeah, he's like, they be like, man, you know who I don't like? Who don't you like?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he don't have to do that.
He don't have to do that.
But he don't got to do that.
I think he invites messy people, though. I think he invites messy people. There is nobody in the world who saw Amanda Seals was going to be on there and didn't think for a second, this is about to be messy. Everybody who saw that was like, this is about to be messy.
Yeah.
Why would you have her on here if it's not for me? That's the part. And I don't like that Amanda Seals fans, a lot of them are like, oh, no, Shannon Sharpe made it messy. Come on, man. Come on, guys. No, he didn't. It's the same space it's been. And if you didn't, listen to me, if you had mess going on in your life, why the fuck would you go to Shannon Sharpe's platform knowing this is the platform that people go to be messy? He allows it. So if I'm going on Shannon Sharpe's platform, right, I know he gonna ask me about other niggas.
Yeah,
and if you don't want to talk about other niggas,
Don't take your ass up there then.
Because he gonna ask you. If somebody ever said some bullshit about you, if you done ever said some shit about somebody else, or if you done had drama of some type, and you ain't never addressed it, he won't be exclusive. That's what journalists do. They want the exclusive. That's what we want to hear.
And that comes with success, though, too. You feel me? The same thing they love you for, they hate you for. So we love Shannon Sharpe for asking all these good-ass questions.
Michael Jordan has done so much shit in his career. He's super rich, super successful. If that nigga go on Club Shay Shay, nigga, what's with the gambling, nigga? Do you think LeBron better than you, nigga? That's what we want to hear, nigga.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. Hey, what have you been up to after you sold the Hornets? Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Ask that nigga if he think LeBron can beat him, nigga. That's what I want. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know, nigga, like, did when your son was dating Scottie Pippen's ex, nigga, like, for real, how'd you feel about that for real? Did you laugh at Scottie or did you tell your son, hey, nigga, you don't need to be fucking with that old ass
and
woman.
And nigga, I feel like niggas got to start asking Shannon Sharp questions.
Yeah.
Like, ask that nigga a question back.
Ask
man,
him back.
So how you feel about the ladies, man? I love the ladies. But how you feel about the ladies, nigga?
Yeah. Man, have the conversation because Shannon be drinking too. You can catch that nigga slipping too. Yeah.
You wearing tight ass clothes.
You can catch that nigga slipping too. I tell you, they ever put me on Club Shay Shay, I'ma get that nigga to say something. I'ma get that nigga to say, and if he
cut it, you ain't gonna get me and don't get got.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get me and not get got. We gonna talk about some niggas. We gonna talk about some niggas you have some issues with, nigga.
Yeah, we gonna talk about slipping. Skip all of that.
Yeah, I'ma sneak it in.
How you feel about when Skip got at you? Because niggas be at me fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be like, I'd say something about somebody, and I was like, yeah, sometimes you know you gotta carry niggas like Skip was carrying you. Just so he'd be like, nah, Skip wasn't carrying me. What happened with Yeah, what happened, Shannon? What happened with you and Skip?
Yep. And then it brings up the facts because Skip wasn't carrying
him at all.
Nah, but that's his ass.
Yeah, that's how you gotta do it though. You gotta make niggas that you gotta get niggas to a space where they're like, oh, let me set the record straight. Hold on, it wasn't like that. That's the way you get them. And Shannon do that. Shannon pushed niggas to be like, oh nah. Well, this is what is being said about you. They like, whoa, nigga, nah. This is what happened. But that's the thing.
And that's human nature. Because if that nigga asked me some shit, I'm going to be like, whoa,
but
it ain't
that's
never one of
journalism. If your audience want to hear what's going on, that's how you do it. But y'all tell us, man. Y'all tell us.
Do y'all think, because there's probably some motherfuckers watching us right now. They being messy. All they doing is talking about other. Nigga, we talking about the same shit y'all talking about. We just open up to admit that we talking about this.
This is the crazy part, right? This is the crazy part. We ain't even being messy. We responding to the mess in real time. I haven't got to talk to Lewis, nigga. I haven't got to talk. Me and Lewis ain't got to talk about none of this shit. When I ran into my, like, I done hit my partner up. He in Atlanta. I'm in L.A. I'm like, hey, turn the cameras on, nigga. We just gonna have a conversation in front of y'all. And if y'all feel like that's messy, I don't know what the fuck to tell you because this is just real conversation between two niggas who would have talked about this shit. We talking about what the fuck we seeing. We ain't telling y'all none of our personal mess at all.
Exactly. If y'all don't want us to talk about y'all, y'all don't do shit.
Don't do shit. Ain't nobody gonna talk about you. We popular loners, nigga. We so much popular loners, we ain't even together this episode, nigga. We both alone.
Oh, my mama, nigga, I'm in here, mama. I got this. I'm in the trap, nigga. I'm by myself.
Yeah, nigga. But we could be wrong about something. So if we were wrong, y'all know how it goes. Educate us in the comment section, nigga. Let us know. Because we really do be in this bitch, reading this bitch, responding to
I'm really reading shit.
Yeah, like I'm really, So let us know, man. Let us know. Did we get something wrong? What about our opinions? Because I tell you, I don't want my opinion. My opinion can be my opinion, but I don't want an uninformed or uneducated opinion. So educate me if I'm wrong, fellas.
Feel ladies. Free to educate me. You know what I'm talking about? Educate we. You know what I'm talking about?
My nigga.
Oh, mamas though, man. Y'all make sure y'all subscribe, like, put a comment, man. Follow us, all this shit on social media. Ryan, where you at this weekend?
I'm in Virginia Beach.
I don't know when it's going to come out. Oh, Virginia Beach. Go crazy.
Yeah, I'm in Virginia
Beach. I had fun out there.
And then I'm in Lexington, Kentucky.
What's the date?
The 10th and the 11th. I'm in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, mama. So y'all check us out, man. Go motherfucking RyanDavis.com, man. Get the tickets, man. Tap in with me, LewisBell.com, man. I'm on the tour. My Raised by OGs, not IG tour. You understand me? I'm coming to your state. I'm coming to Carolina on May 22nd.
Word.
May 22nd. Coming to Raleigh.
Raleigh?
Yeah,
if I'm in town, nigga, I'll pull up.
Oh, mamas. So, y'all get y'all tickets,
I'll pull up and open, nigga.
Let me know if I'm in town. You know I do it for you. You do it for me.
Yeah, you done it for me. Nigga, you pulled up in San Francisco.
We was in the city, huh?
Yeah, nigga.
Pop out. Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
But that's how you know.
That nigga ain't even keeping score. The nigga just showed up to show love. I had to remind him that he did this because we partners, bro. That's just what it is.
Oh, mama, that's what this shit about, man. So y'all stay tapped in. And, hey, man, we going to see y'all another week.
Oh, yeah.
We got some more shit to talk about.
Plenty. This is the beginning. Till next time, guys.
Yes, Lord.